I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare.
I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Your take, sir, on what's happening right now in this war with Iran.
So, you know, I'm very aggressively pursuing this case involving these videos and this guy on New York Avenue in Rochester. I'm in contact with the DA. I'm sending him the videos right now. If something can be done, it will be done. The DA there is very aggressive and assertive. I'll make sure of it. Meantime, John Fetterman stands alone. This is an historic time for John Fetterman. He's the only Democrat in Congress, no lie, that supports the president's actions in this war with Iran. Listen to this one-on-one with Fetterman. It's compelling stuff. I wanted to play it again. Listen. Your take, sir, on what's happening right now in this war with Iran.
Well, what's happening? I mean, I think what's happening is For anyone that's listening or seeing this, now 100 out of 100 Senate here, the members have always consistently said. In fact, I'm not aware of a single member of Congress, House or Senate, that says we must never, ever, ever let Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon. And then after what happened over the weekend, that makes it now virtually impossible to ever do that. And they have actually also eliminated one of the most evil people in recent history from that. So that creates a much more better opportunity for more enduring peace in a very, very important part of our world.
Senator Fetterman, are you concerned for Americans in 14 countries being told to get the hell out this morning? It's never happened before.
Well, I mean, I think that's probably preemptive, and I just more... abundance of cautions, I think, honestly. So for me, I think it's a testament where what's happened. I think if something that we can all agree on actually now happened here, and now I think we can all acknowledge and even celebrate that some of the leader of the country that's been calling for death of America for the last 47 years. So, I mean, this is not a new conflict here. And they've been trying to acquire a nuclear bomb for years, years, years and years. And they've been underwriting all of those proxies that led to, in fact, they've even killed almost 250 U.S. Marines back in 1994. I mean, I remember that. And even up to and including the underwrit the Hamas to do after the 10/7 massacre too. So I think Iran has been setting the tempo and setting the temperature in the Middle East. And I think finally they got taken out. And I think remind people, you know, we are the ones that can set that and do that and project the appropriate level of strength.
Senator Fetterman, I've always admired your courage. We've known each other more than 20 years. You're what I describe as an outlier. You're the only Democrat in America supporting this action. Is it lonely, sir? And do you stand by your support of it?
It is. I think, if you're going to say something that you believe that, you know, a country that is calling for death to America for almost half a century, and they are getting closer and closer to acquiring a nuclear bomb, and a nation that's around, completely organized around destroying the state of Israel, and now all of that now makes it impossible to ever do that, and some of the most evil leaders ever in recent history was eliminated. You know, I realize that what part of my party demands that now we have to call that a bad thing or that's a negative thing. Well, I refuse to do that because I think it's a good thing. That's what's happened here. So, yes, I think peace can comes from and often comes from strength. And sometimes you might have to do these things. Otherwise, why say these things if you're not willing to do the things to actually make that a reality?
How about men like DeLuzio, and you know Chris, and you respect Chris and admire him, as I know. He's outraged by this. He says, once again, in essence, my words, not his, Trump said, screw Congress. I'll do what I want to do. I don't need their approval, sir. And DeLuzio says, they do need congressional approval. Your take, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of Congressman DeLuzio. We're yinzers here in the Hill. Well, I would just remind your listeners that the World Power Resolution of 1973, what it actually means? It means that the president has to acknowledge within 48 hours that, you know, we've now just engaged in a military operation, and the president has done that. I've actually read that letter that they sent to the pro tem. And then after 60 days, they have to approach Congress for approval and then for a 30-day extension. That's what it is. And now they met the first standard. They had notified that. And now there are no American boots on the ground. And it's not anything more than, I'm not sure if it's not even 100 hours yet. So it's not really even play technically. So, and now I absolutely supported what President Obama did back in 2012 about striking the Libyan positions as now too. This is not a new thing. And presidents on both sides, Republican and Democrat, have done those kinds of a thing. And the current situation, in my opinion, is nothing unlike like it was back in Iraq. So this is not a situation of a forever wars. Now, of course, my friend, he can disagree about this view, but I don't know why. I think we should all be honest. You know, I would encourage any of the Democrats now to go on record saying, you know, it's not a good thing that the Ayatollah's gone or 48 other ones of the leadership. And I think it's a good thing that Iran could never acquire another nuclear bomb or have the kinds of missile technology that could hit and reach Israel and our other allies.
Senator John Fetterman, kind enough to join us this morning, and I'm very grateful. We go way back at least 20 years. We've had a lot of conversations. Senator, what's the end game here, sir? The end game, sir.
Well, I think that end game is a path for more enduring peace in that region. And I think that's technically that's a good thing. Otherwise, everything's tried. Negotiation, treaties, sanctions, harsh language, tweets saying we'll never allow them to acquire a nuclear bomb, and then they called it in, and then they canceled them, and I think that's a good thing.
Senator, have you had conversations with the president, sir?
Not personally directly, but I do understand that I've isolated myself. That I do think it's a good thing that now Iran, a nation absolutely committed, and their organizing principle is to destroy Israel and to acquire a nuclear weapon to use that against perhaps our interests or the Israeli interests or even other Arab nations now that they're attacking now. I do think that's a good thing. And I know parts of my base demands to describe that as a terrible thing. I refuse to do that because I think it's a country over party, or I think it's just, you know, global security over just maybe kind of having to pander to I think it's an extreme view.
Senator, you've seen the same videos I have, missiles slamming into hotels in Dubai. It's never happened before, sir. Are we on the precipice of something even bigger than what we're into now, sir? And does that worry you?
No. It's just the opposite. Iran's never really had a shot to shoot. You know, they've essentially been decapitated. So this is really just, these are just cheap drones that they're flailing at this point, firing them out. And it's like, that's where we're at. This was supposed to be one of the most fearsome and strong nation in a nation in the region. And now they're just so desperate. They're flailing, firing out these random cheap drones. They've been then largely actually neutralized. So that's really kind of that's their end game. And at this point, they don't have the kinds of strength or the capabilities to do much more than firing off some random cheap drones. Probably not for even long at that point.
Senator, a lot of concern. We have no allies in this. Concern you, sir? We're alone.
Oh, I mean, of course. I mean, and I deeply grieve for the American service members that were lost. It's heartbreaking. You know, as a father, I mean, it's absolutely heartbreaking. You know, they were already heroes, and they absolutely are heroes for that. I nothing but stand and grieve with their families. Overall, where we're at now, I think what happened is a good thing. And I do not believe it will ever become something like endless kinds of war or any of those things. And a lot of the things all the experts claimed, even after Midnight Hammer, that it was going to spiral into chaos and destruction, that never happened. I don't think does the New York Times ever get tired of being used about all of these things that they claimed on that? And they just can't get it. They can't get enough of their own opinions, but they never seems to be bothered being consistently wrong.
Senator Fetterman, I know how you answer these questions. You do what you believe in. That's why I love you. So here's the reporting this morning, and this is the irony of life in John Fetterman's sphere. One piece, John Fetterman considering what run for president. Another piece, John Fetterman's political career in jeopardy over support of this engagement, this war. It's fascinating, isn't it, sir? Is it frustrating for you?
Well, I think what's the most important thing for me is to stand with truths. And now I'm going to stand with country over party. And, you know, I don't think I think Pennsylvania elected someone that's going to project and protect those kinds of core kinds of values there as a Democrat. And I would like to remind anyone, you know, if a Democrat's that's disappointed my opinions, like, you know, I'm the only one that's actually flipped a red seat and I haven't changed my party. And if you look through my voting record, I'm in the 90s percent. And I'm mystified. I'm mystified that I am deeply popular among Republicans. And I think that's a good thing. I treat everybody with respect. And, you know, and I know and I love a lot of Republicans, and they're not trying to burn down our democracy or tear up our Constitution. Hey, you and I, we all know Western Pennsylvania. We all know that's the truth on the ground, that people got to agree to get along. And now that doesn't make that you're a piece of or these extreme things. I'm sorry if it's swear that way.
Okay.
But I'm saying that's how we're speaking now around here. I'm sorry if you have to bleep that. You know, it's like that's where we're at. And I refuse to engage on those things. So, I mean, we can agree and disagree on that. But what I'm saying is, like, I'm proud to stand with Israel, and I'm proud to always pick. I'm always going to pick country over party, regardless of what those circumstances are at that.
And I'm proud to call you friend, sir. Truth to power, John. Appreciate you, my man. I want your opinion on this. He's the lone Democrat in the whole country supporting this war. The lone. Do you support John Fetterman and his stance? 866. I'm very curious about your position here. By the way, a poll conducted last week, and he was kind of referring to that, has John more popular with Republicans than Democrats in Pennsylvania. I get it. Do you support John Fetterman? 866-391. I'm very curious about your opinions. 866-391-1020. Do you support John Fetterman? 866-391-1020.
She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It was actually interesting to hear John say he's a lonely. He's alone, and it bothers him. He's the only Democrat in Congress supporting the actions by the Trump administration in this war with Iran. The only one in America. And he's taking major heat by it. I spoke to his press person, who's absolutely wonderful. She said they're overwhelmed with angry people and for requests from around the world for his interviews. I've known him more than 20 years. He's always been an outlier. John does what John does. John doesn't do what John doesn't want to do. And in this case, he believes what the Trump administration did was 100% spot on. Folks, he literally stands alone. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. You support Fetterman. One more time, I repeat, this is a fact. Poll done late last week. He's more popular with Republicans right now than Democrats. Fetterman is. And all my conservative friends love him. Love him. Paper says he's going to run for president. I don't know. I think it's iffy. Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me, Marty?
I can, sir. Appreciate you calling.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm sorry, but for some reason, maybe it's my phone, you seem to be breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
But your question was, do I support John Fetterman, Senator Fetterman?
Yes, sir.
At this point in time, I do not.
Okay.
Just to let you know that I did vote for Senator Fetterman when he ran.
Sure.
Was happy that, he won. And believe me, I'm an older person. I remember people like Tip O'Neill.
Sure.
And other, Congress persons that, would work across the aisle. And I think that is a great thing to do. But when it's one-sided, then that makes it really difficult.
What turns you off, brother? What turns you off in this situation?
Could you repeat that?
What turns you off in this particular situation, sir?
Well, I think that, we do have laws and stuff, and everybody's supposed to follow them no matter who
you are. Who
broke
a law here, sir?
We have, three different branches of government, of course.
Yeah, but who broke a law? No one. I'm not going to fight with you, but I appreciate your opinion. Thanks for calling. Got a ton of people I want to get to. Love the call, sir. Thanks, Frank. Go ahead.
Yes, Marty, I support John Fetterman 100%. I do believe that the Democrats are just so passive and they just don't know right from wrong. State of the Union address, they all sat on their hands, even when we're praising generals and such. It was just a disgrace.
Are you a Republican, sir?
Absolutely, yes.
And would you vote for Fetterman for president?
Depending on who's running against him.
I get it. I respect that. But he's typical of, I'm telling you, polling last week had his approval with Republicans over 80%. And with Democrats, mid-50s. Seriously. My man George, go.
Hey, brother, I could see this. This is like 1990 all over again when August 2nd, when that was going on. With Iraq. I am with Fetterman because I'm pretty much in the same boat. I'm kind of an outlier. I'm Democrat. I've been just about 6 years, but it's things like this that make me double think where I'm at.
I get it. I like John, but I think it hurts him, quite frankly. What the hell do I know? I want to grab Maggie. Maggie, do you support Fetterman?
Yes.
Why?
I do.
Why?
Because I think, first of all, I think it's boring for everybody in the Democratic Party to just have their own same views on everything.
It's way beyond boring, Maggie. We're talking about 14 countries in the Middle East saying, if you're American, get the hell out of here. Great call.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I just posted on social. Wow. One of my people was at the, they're tearing down this old building in Washington County. It's right next to the courthouse. Wow. And, wow. It's right next to the courthouse in Washington County, this old building. And they put this massive backhoe on top of this, what I'm told by my people there, that it's on top of a three-story underground garage. And the video I just posted on social shows, whoa, the backhoe collapses. I mean, on video. I mean, you can see them hosing down the air. They try to keep the dust down. You can see the backhoe working. You can see it moving. And then it completely collapses. The backhoe does. Now, I just heard it goes underground. It went down. With a bunch of people watching. Now, I heard Tamara's report. She said they're saying no one hurt. If there's no one hurt, they are damn lucky. Because that... Patrick, look at this. Watch this. Watch this thing. We're streaming this live right now. Watch this massive piece of equipment just collapse and disappear underground. Right now. Wow. Check it out. Bye-bye. Whoa. Whoa. Now, I'm asking the folks who sent the video what happened. There was concerns that they put the backhoe on top of a three-story underground garage. I am not, that is not my assessment. That's folks on the scene. That's the video that shows. I'm sure we will hear more and see more. But right now, we are told no one was hurt. That is unbelievable. Got a lot going on. Debbie, do you support John Fetterman?
Hi, Marty. No, I do not. Yeah. And can I make a comment here?
What happened to us
voting for somebody that has mental capacity to do the job? You listen to him, and it's like listening to Donald Trump talk. They don't form full sentences.
Well, forget about the full sentences. He has definitely changed his view. In fact, you supporting what I say, that polls show more Republicans like him than Democrats. And that makes sense.
Well, let me say something, though. Like, in your interview that you just put on with him, he said, and maybe I have the wrong number, but he said 48 days, the president.
Yeah, but then he changed
it. And it's 48 hours.
I know, he changed
it, though. You have to be sharper than that.
I'm going to call you out on that. John had a stroke. He's had a stroke. If quite frankly,
yes,
Patrick,
he had a stroke,
stop,
but that
stop,
means he's
stop.
Not capable
this is
a
conversation.
Of doing the job.
I'm not going to argue with the know-it-all. I want to bring Patrick into this. We've been doing this a long time. And we've known John for 20 years. His forget about her suggesting he doesn't have the mental capacity. His recovery has been stupendous. Insane how good he is.
He has come a very long way.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. He's almost, he's not quite there, but he's almost the John we knew before.
And for her listening, she's wrong. He is not incapable mentally. What he's doing is, Patrick, kind of describe what he has to do to do this kind of an interview, how it works. It's actually amazing.
Yeah, so, and he has to do less of it than he used to,
yep.
But he has to look at the live captioning. So
yep.
When we're doing an interview and you see him on camera, he's looking at the screen, and underneath, you know, the return image of Marty, he's seeing the captioning, just like you watch close
captioning. He's seeing my words
on television.
Translated.
So just like, say, a senior citizen or somebody that's a little hard of hearing might watch the closed captioning on TV to know what's going on and respond, he does have to do that. And,
right.
And you know, sometimes is there a little disconnect and some words get mixed up? Absolutely.
Right. But so do mine.
I can tell you five people in my close proximity that have the same issue.
Right on.
And it's not that their cognitive skills are failing.
No.
It's a little glitch.
It's hard.
It is.
And he's kicking ass as far as I'm concerned in that regard.
Absolutely. And he keeps showing more and more signs of it in his recovery.
And this notion that she doesn't like him is fine, but to suggest that he's incapable is just ignorant by definition. Craig, go ahead, man.
How you doing today, Marty?
Fabulous, brother.
Hey, I'm against what Fetterman is doing. And here's the crazy thing. The Republicans who are in favor of him now are the same Republicans who called after a stroke and said he needs to drop out of the race.
Oh, there's no question.
And the same Democrats that wanted him to stay in the race after the stroke now want him primaried.
No, it's true.
And let me give you four quick examples of what happens when you straddle the fence under this president. Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, Adam Kinzinger, and Liz Cheney. When you straddle the fence under this president, you're going to get primaried.
I love it, man. I'm always like Craig. A lot going on this morning. Just posted this video of this big backhoe falling into an underground parking lot in Washington County. Tamara's report, she's always right with her accuracy, so I'm guessing what she's saying is what she said. No one hurt. Good. Good. Meantime, we still have this madness going on in Pittsburgh with the scanner traffic. No one has been more on top of this than Mike Fisher, scanner, Mike Pittsburgh scanner. Still going on, brother? Still?
Marty, yeah, we've been hearing it pretty much all afternoon.
Wow. What types of things are you hearing? Some of it's really bizarre.
There's some weird stuff going out. So it's been rotating between German, like, 1930s, 1940s
yes.
speeches. We're hearing new neo-Nazi stuff from the 90s. We had some Farsi, like Iranian commentary songs and little items like that. It's gone to Arabic, so it's rotating between the three. And every once in a while, we get a computer-generated message of various threats and just it's word soup at this point. None of it really makes sense, but
are you a little bit confounded like I am, brother, that we're in day two of this and they still can't stop it?
It's really opened my eyes of what the county can and cannot do.
Yes.
More of the cannot do side.
I just got sent this from an IT expert. Since analog systems are broadcast to everyone, an attacker can intercept or disrupt the signal or even impersonate an authorized person like the county. It's older, so it's easier to breach. Yeah? No? Maybe?
Yeah, it's just on broadcasting on the same frequency.
Wow. My question is, why don't they just shut the channel down?
Yeah.
Take it offline, use other channels until it's back up.
Mike,
it's clear.
Help us. Why don't they just shut the crap down? Because it's annoying as hell.
Well, that requires them to know what they're doing.
Oh. By the way, the county runs this. This isn't someone at the city with their finger on the switch. This is the county's thing, right?
This is Allegheny County. This is Allegheny County Emergency Services. They're probably their radio division and their maintenance folks. They need to, I don't know if they're reliant on the FCC, if they have their own internal team. I'm even surprised that the ham radios, like the amateur radio operators, aren't on this. They call this fox hunting. They love chasing this stuff down.
And this is a felony, right?
Now that the threats are involved, it's now a felony. Like the death of America and stuff like that, they're saying, and all the other violent things toward city officials. I can see why there's now federal involvement outside the FCC. This is now probably a criminal investigation at this point.
What's a federal crime to take over public airways?
Yes. Yeah, I'm just racking up charges at this point. I even sent you, Marty, a transcript of the last broadcast, which is about 12 minutes ago.
Wow. It's amazing.
And it's just a computer audio on repeat. So it's just word soup at this point mixed with randomness. There may be a pattern to it, but it's just someone out there that's causing chaos.
They're giving the county the proverbial middle finger, sir, saying, screw you, I'll do what the hell I want. They really are.
Their county's giving the proverbial middle finger to the cops at this point.
Right on.
Hours.
Man, you've been amazing.
Day two.
You have been amazing. I respect and admire the fact that you give a damn. Thanks, brother.
Glad to be here.
He is my man. He is the best ever. Without him, none of this happens. No one even knows. He's amazing. I got to thank Mike Fisher, Pittsburgh Scanner. He's amazing. My man has a massive brain, and he's become a good friend of ours, quite frankly. He's a vital part of the show. He's provided so much insight in live action stuff that actually gives you context. The most recent transcript he sent, and it's real loud, and Patrick has a way of filtering it out, but we're just getting it. Now he's broadcasting about Robert Bowers, synagogue shooter. This is verbatim. We are coming for the race traitors with the sword of Allah and spirit of Adolf Hitler. This is bad, man. Death to America. Hail Iran. Hail Hitler. And then it repeats. Folks, this ain't no joke. Someone better find out something ASAP. I have spoken with the mayor several times, texted with him, I apologize, not spoken. And he's very well aware. They're monitoring all this sound. They have people investigating this. And the county is the lead investigator. Listen to this. Okay, too loud. Talking about the synagogue shooter, Robert Bowers, making him a hero. Dangerous, man. This is obviously pre-planned. obviously dangerous as hell, and obviously needs to stop. Obviously needs to stop ASAP. Damn. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say I support Senator I'm a Republican. I support Senator Fetterman. And I've called his office numerous times. Nice. Tell him thanks for doing a good job for the state of Pennsylvania.
Nice. You know he flipped, he flipped, though, right?
Pardon?
He flipped.
No, I don't think so. I think he does the right thing for everybody.
Yeah, but in this case, he flipped. I've known him 20 years. John's a outlier. I respect and admire the hell out of him. And you kind of make the point. He's more popular with guys like you now than he is with Democrats. Does that surprise you?
Yes, it does.
Would you vote for him as president?
Yes, I would.
If he runs?
Yep.
Wow.
I voted for him the last time because what the Republican Party put up, I was really hoping for Kathy Barnett, and we got the Wizard of Oz instead.
I see.
Fortunately, we had Fetterman get elected.
I see. 100%. I love your call, sir. Love your insight. I love McCormick, Dave McCormick, and he's friends with Fetterman. They work together really well. Sam, the man, go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Great, sir. How are you?
Good. I really think it's troubling times that we have elected politicians who are out there fighting tooth and nail for a different country. This country...
You mean Israel? I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, we're not fighting. I don't see us going to war for Brazil or Ecuador.
They love
or
him.
China.
They
we're love not going.
He's a hero in Israel. He's a hero, Fetterman. You're right. He's a hero. Yeah.
And that's a problem. That's a problem
for you.
If he wants to be a hero, well, I think in general for Americans, he's willing to send our American kids to go fight and die over
80%
there.
80% of Republicans support him. 80%, sir. 80% plus.
That's
I'm just saying.
Is he willing? Are you? I think that if you're willing to send other kids to fight for a different country, you should send your kids.
Well, that's disingenuous. It's actually an American war against Iran, and I know what you're saying, and it's fair, your assessment. And there are folks that would argue that this is Israel's war. And they were doing this at the behest of Israel. But that's politics and rhetoric. And I love your call. I love your opinion. I love your passion. But we ran out of time. You're welcome here anytime, sir.
I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system.
I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better.
I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.